Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we had the supply-demand report out today, and again, confirming bearish numbers.
Yeah, you know, I think the that's exactly right. I think when you look at the monthly supply-demand report, it was negative across the board, every category for the most part on the demand and the supply front. It was our first balance table for 2019-20, the crop that's going in the ground now. And, you know, you took the carryout on corn up a whopping 2.5 billion bushels on a carryout. So soybeans for next year, 970 million. So we just have, we're building on the carryout on corn. We're taking the beans down a little bit from this year. 995 million is what the government put us at, down up 100 million, down 100 million on exports. So it was a report at in the end of the day. It was more important how we reacted. I know it seems strange, but the corn market ended up down a penny and a half. Not a bad close for as negative as the numbers were on corn and beans. Same thing, down 3.5. Not all that bad for the news that we had today.
It tells me that they had a lot of those numbers dialed in then, huh?
Yeah, I think that's right, Randy. I think when you look at it, the funds are sitting record short in the soybeans, in record territory short on the corn and the wheat. So, you know, pressing the short side of this. And, you know, it might be a market that we just ran out of sellers here. Certainly the farmer doesn't think this is an opportunity to sell and looking for better times ahead. But, you know, that's the bottom line, is it's a market that we need some help from weather. Maybe some trade deals, as we hope going forward, to change these balance tables to a little bit less negative.
Seems like with Kansas City wheat, kind of what took the market the hardest today.
Yeah, I think when you look at the wheat, that's the real problem. And in that wheat territory, Kansas, we've got clients that are actually selling wheat, a wheat crop for forage, either baling it or chopping it. When's that happened? You know, that's their best bet. So the wheat market is cheap, and you know, the supplies around the world are coming at us now. The ending stock's bigger, and it looks like most people have a big crop coming at us, whether it's here in the U.S., as we know, the Black Sea area, or Europe. So all of the big hitters have a big crop, and the government told us ending stock's going up greatly next year, so that's the other problem.
All right. Livestock side of things, kind of a volatile two-sided trade there, but we ended the cattle market higher.
You know, the cattle markets just had this washout, just the opposite of the grains. It had the funds were caught long, where they're big shorts in the grain, and they just been liquidating rapidly here over the course of the last 2 weeks, actually, 2.5 weeks. And I think we kind of culminated here. We dialed in an awful lot of negative news. We hit the futures, hit some levels that we usually drop on a percentage basis from the spring high to the summer low in the futures market, hit it early already. And so I think that gives us a bounce back, although it looks like cash cattle next week are weaker and the product is moving slow.
And then the hog market, acts probably a moral victory there, and mixed across lower in the nearbys, but the deferreds were higher.
Yeah, you know, the hog market is one of those that it's really has some respect for China buying pork someplace in the world, and maybe if not directly, indirectly from the United States. So that still is on the demand watch. We know that the hogs, we have record supplies of hogs in the U.S., and we're still building the herd yet over here. So it's really anticipation of a Chinese demand. And that's helped hold us together today. So more respect for China buying hogs in the world than anything else.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, I think next week it's going to be, this trade's going to be all about weather. It's going to be all about the China-U.S. Talks. And it's going to be, is there going to be any surprise programs out here that help us in agriculture?
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.